Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May meeting with President Trump today at the White House after they both spoke late Thursday to a gathering of Republican leaders in the city of Philadelphia. As May's plan for the EU exit moves forward, she said once Britain is out of the European Union, it will be easier to control immigration. Mr. Trump also spoke about immigration in the context of Thursday's decision by Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto not to come to Washington.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also said he opposes the North American Free Trade Agreement because it costs billions of dollars in trade deficits. Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Marty Walsh is the mayor of the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
Law enforcement authorities say the Trump actions are troubling. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has told an Iranian opposition group that it will press for tougher American action against Iran's Islamist rulers. Mr. Trump has yet to outline his Iran policy since taking office, but as a candidate, he strongly criticized then-President Barack Obama for joining world powers and reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister says Syrian peace talks slated for February 8th have been pushed back to later in the month. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Lavrov did not say why the UN-mediated talks in Geneva have been postponed. Earlier in the week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution of the Syrian conflict. Al-Shabaab fighters have captured a military base run by Kenyan and Somali troops in a Somali town about 18 kilometers from the Kenyan border. Dozens of Al-Shabaab fighters and troops may have been killed. Those numbers have not yet been verified. The attack started when a truck filled with explosives detonated at the base, followed by heavy gunfire and an infantry attack. Greece's Supreme Court has rejected a request from Turkey for the extradition of 8 servicemen who fled the country following a failed coup last summer. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
The 8 Turkish servicemen, 3 majors, 3 captains, and 2 sergeant majors, escaped Turkey in a helicopter July 16th, the day after the failed coup. They landed in northern Greece and immediately sought political asylum. Greece's Supreme Court said that their rights would likely be violated given the extensive crackdown following the coup attempt and rejected Ankara's extradition request. Their lawyer, Christos Milonopoulos, praised the decision. It was a great victory for European values, for Greek justice, he said. Turkey insists the men were involved in the coup attempt, which it claims was orchestrated by the US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day on Thursday. Analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed some experts worried that the recent surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation. They call this a time for caution. Toshiba says it will split its lucrative flash memory business to take up losses from its troubled U.S. nuclear business and is looking for a third-party capital injection. Tokyo-based Toshiba is one of major Japanese industrial conglomerates whose nuclear sectors have struggled since the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.